With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The cool weather is making seed treatments even more important this growing season. Details on that story, but first a word from our sponsor.
Steffes Group has the following upcoming timed online auctions. The Scott Mouchier Estate Farm Retirement Auction in Harvey, North Dakota, featuring tractors, combines, headers, and more. Bidding opens Tuesday, April 6th at 8 a.m. and closes Tuesday, April 13th at 10 a.m. Looking for semi-tractors? Check out the Moberg Energy Retirement Auction in Watford City, North Dakota. Bidding opens Monday, April 5th at 8 a.m. and closes Friday, April 16th at 10 a.m. For photos and details of the equipment for these and other upcoming auctions, go to steffesgroup.com right now. Go with Steffes. They're the best.
The recent cool weather is making seed treatments even more important this growing season. Blake Nermam serves as product development manager for CHS Agronomy.
Beginning of the season can be quite cold and wet, and you need to recognize that when that seed goes in the ground, that is when its top genetic potential is. And it's really important to make sure that that seed, which turns into a seedling, obviously, is well protected early on in the season. And if we're dealing with cold, wet weather, we want to be conscious of that fact that there are certain diseases that can promote themselves in that type of weather, and that we're addressing that correctly. Likewise, if they've seen a lot of insects or nematodes in their past growing history, that is something that they should talk with their retailer about and make sure that those items are then addressed in the seed treatment that they're purchasing from the retailer.
Matt Serdick, CHS Health and Safety Manager, says producers need to keep safety top of mind as we enter the busy rush of getting grain bins empty and seeds in the ground for the 2021 growing season.
Having that secondary person, I think, is incredibly important. So you're not doing it by yourself. And that way you have another eyes and ears and another person keeping an eye on. So, you know, making sure that equipment is shut off, it's de-energized, it's locked out. Those are the things we tend to see with grain engulfments that are a simple, easy fix. I also really recommend working with local cooperatives and asking the questions, hey, what kind of harnesses, things like that, are you guys using? What do you recommend? What are some tips or things that, you know, you can tell us about to ensure we're safe going into our grain bins as well?
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.